Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
To another live call-in show, the OHIO podcast. I'm your host, Buckeye Boggs. That man over there is the wild man, Chris Wilds, and you are have each and every single one of you here with us tonight. The chat is up and buzzing already. Good to have all of you with us tonight. Guys, we are the official podcast of the official Ohio State podcast, that is, of the College Huddle, which you saw that little commercial there at the beginning. Head on over to thecollegehuddle.com. There are 73 college football podcasts. We gained a new one. Liberty is on board with us this week. The Fan the Flames podcast, football podcast for the Liberty Flames, has joined the College Huddle. Go check them out. Great articles written by myself, JR, and a lot of great writers. Even Chris has got a couple Ohio State articles over there on the College Huddle. Go check out our website as well, theohiopodcast.com. Just wrote an article this morning about Jesse Owens, who was honored on the campus of Michigan today. That's right. They honored him. By the way, did you know, Chris, that when he broke all those NCAA records that one day in 45 minutes, he did so up in Ann Arbor?
Yes, I did.
They decided to honor him with a new plaque. He had already had a plaque there honoring what he did that day, and they decided to honor him more today as the Big Ten track and field festivities got underway there on the campus of the national champions, albeit
for now,
with an asterisk.
Yes, I've seen that, yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, go on over to our website and check that out. We are also the official Ohio State podcast of FanSided and Scarlet and Game. Check out also all those great writers over at Scarlet and Game as well, and you can find our podcast there. If you don't like our faces, well, we don't blame you. You can listen to the audio version of this podcast and any other podcast that we do. Anywhere that you get your podcast, look up the OHIO podcast. You will find us on whatever platform you listen to your podcasts at. Guys, we've got some interesting things to talk about tonight. However, I am glad to have all of you with us. Mello's in the chat. Coconut Dreams, my boy from the Philippines, he's in the chat. Jeremiah Yoder, he's over there as well. Good to have you tonight, my friend. Sean Schrock, he's in there. OH, and we have somebody new, Chris. This is probably someone you might know.
There's a chance, Eric. I mean, I believe Mello was in there along with myself and Sean making some new friends the other day over at the Face of Football Michigan podcast there. We stopped by for a visit, had a little fun with him.
Glad to have you with us tonight. Don't know how much we're going to talk about your program. Got some other things to talk about tonight, but you never know. We might get into it.
It's not very noteworthy, Eric.
Larry Daniels. Larry Daniels, by the way, is one of our subscribers. He's an official member of the OHIO podcast. Larry says it's hot and sticky down in Florida, but he says, OH, Chris.
I-O. You know,
things I-O. If you would like to be like Larry Daniels and you would like to be like Coconut Dreams, become official member of the OHIO podcast, it's really simple. You just go to our YouTube channel. You click the join button. It only costs you $3.99 a month. And after you've been a member for the month, you'll get one of these little ditties right here. One of these beautiful little official member OHIO podcast t-shirts. You will also get free shipping on anything from the online store, which you can find right there on our website, the OHIO podcast. Go to the online store where you can get one of these beautiful tumblers for $45. And if you are an official member, you will get free shipping on that bag.
And Eric, there are some new items in the work. We're just going to surprise you possibly with a few of them. See what you think before we throw them up there. But they're in the work.
I did send you something. Oh, my wife just delivered a nice warm tea in one of these great tumblers. This tea will still be warm by the end of the show if I haven't drank
it. She is too good to you, Eric.
She is. She is.
She really is.
All right. So a lot of good things happening tonight. Again, the phone lines are open. If you want to give us a call tonight, talk about anything we're going to talk about, or talk about what you want to talk about tonight, we'll listen. We're good listeners, aren't we, Chris?
Sure.
567-483-1999. Does your wife say you're a good listener?
She says I like the sound of my own voice.
Oh.
Which is not really true, Eric, but, you know, it works for the purpose, you know?
Yeah, that's probably true. I have selective hearing is what I've been told as well.
Yeah.
Well, Donald and Karen is in the chat. We got Karis Washington's in the chat. Good to have you. CW2's in the chat. The Scoop family has arrived. The Scoop Army is here. We're glad to have each and every single one of you tonight, along with anybody, everybody else, including the guy from up north. We're glad to have you with us tonight. All right, here we go. So, Chris, You know every now and then I like to put a tinfoil hat on.
Yeah,
It's kind of my Ohio State thing.
Some of them have worked out.
Yeah, some of them have been, you know.
Some of them
have
played out pretty well, yeah.
Some of them, however, have been duds. I'm not saying tonight has got a chance to be a dud, although it does. But before you just slam it. And by the way, Adam Dowling just showed up in the chat. Adam, thank you so much for being here. You're going to love tonight's topic. Trust me. This is going to be fun. And by the way, we just got a super chat from Blue Wolverine. He said, with a $4.99 super chat, glad to be here. We're glad
thank
to have you.
You. Absolutely.
And we even appreciate your money. So thank you very much. Hey, now, Buckeye fans, don't let him outdo us tonight, guys. Don't let him outdo us tonight. But we're appreciative of that. Thank you very much. All right, so here we go. Last year, Game 4.
Notre Dame.
Game 3 for us, Game 4 for them. Mm-hmm. We traveled to South Bend, Indiana. You and I traveled to Pittsburgh, by the way.
For an just a great time.
Wonderful time hanging out with the Alumni Club of Pittsburgh.
We wasn't do it sure I was going to live through that game, but, you know.
We do it once a year, and we're 3-0. It's a great time hanging out with all of the alumni and fans in Pittsburgh there. And of course, Wargo, right? I mean, who doesn't love hanging out with Wargo?
Absolutely.
We watched that game. We were on the edge of our seat. It was an amazing game. Mm-hmm. However, I have been very honest about that football game, and so much so that even Ohio State fans will argue with me. But if you look at the statistic, like percentages of that football game and late in the game, and you know how ESPN
Notre Dame should have won it. Is that what you're going to
say?
They should have.
Yes.
Absolutely. How we pulled that off?
To do. All they had to do was turn around and hand the ball off to Estime. They win that football game. And even if we stop them three straight plays in a row,
they run so much time off the clock that
we would gotten the ball back with like, what, 20 some seconds,
yeah,
maybe 30
seconds. Yeah.
I mean, come on. So then not only that, but then we do get the football back. And there should have been an interception.
Absolutely.
Kyle threw the football through the hands of a Notre Dame defender. Adam, remind me who the player was. He's one of your better defenders last year. Should have had that INT. Now, that's number two. Now, number three. Kyle McCord threw probably the prettiest ball he threw all season long.
Probably in his life.
To Emeka Egbuka to get us down to the goal line. I mean, that thing was laced. Absolutely perfect. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable play. But even down there on the end zone, we run the football and get stonewalled. And Marcus
forgets to send an 11th guy on the field.
Leaves 10 guys on the field. We ran it right where the 11th guy should have been, and we still barely made it. That's why he's gotten the nickname Marcus 10 Man. Okay? You add up all of those percentages. Everything had to be exactly right for Ohio State to win that game.
Yes.
What if we wouldn't have? What if we would have lost that game? What if Kyle threw an interception? What if Notre Dame ran the football and run the clock out? What if Emeka Egbuka dropped that pass or Kyle was just a couple inches lower or higher on that throw? What if Marcus would have remembered that you could play football with 11 guys on defense?
Yeah.
And we lose that football game.
I'll tell you what happens. If we have a healthy Devin Brown, Kyle McCord isn't the quarterback.
Oh, you're getting – now are you wearing a tinfoil hat, Chris?
I'm just saying it as it is. That's common sense.
So, 419, I see you waiting in the green room there. You will be first up, my man. 419. I gotta get my sheet out here, Chris, of all of my numbers that I have written down to find out who it is. But here's my theory. And Chris, you can agree or disagree, but right now it sounds like you're agreeing with me for the most part. What if we lose that football game? Does Ryan Day at that point consider giving Devin Brown more of a nod to win that starting job in game four? Because think of this. We go on our bye week, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And he sits down. He watches the film. He reconsiders things. Because coming off of that game.
That game made McCord.
We were all high on Kyle McCord, right?
All of us.
Ice in his blood. What a drive. One of the best game-winning drives of all time. And he at that point, you're right. Ryan Day cannot remove him as starter. He just led you in a fourth quarter game-winning drive in South Bend, Indiana. In South Bend, Indiana, you've got all the momentum. You can't take him away from the starting position now.
Mm-hmm.
But if we lose that game, and Devin Brown gets the nod coming off a bye week in game four, how different would have this team looked by game 12 in Ann Arbor, Michigan?
Oh, it's a completely different team. The skill set was a different skill set between the two guys. I think that, and this is the thing, Eric, and this is what I go back to. I think Day's ego got in the way with McCord getting the starting nod. because everything we have heard was him and Devin Brown were not only a lot closer, but a lot of the coaches wanted Devin instead of Kyle.
Half of them. It was split.
Okay. So half of them wanted him. Wanted him. If McCord goes out there and loses that game, you're going to have an uprising. Because it becomes an I told you so moment. These guys are, listen, if you're a coach, a player, whatever, you're a competitor, you've got an ego. Every single one has it. They have to. That's what makes them good.
Yeah.
They've got that confidence that borders on arrogance.
Yeah.
So you better believe the competitor in some of these coaches is going to say, look, I told you, this is what we should have done. I think that it would have been we would have had a switch, and I don't know whether it would have been a good or a bad thing.
All right.
I think that the quarterback play would have been much improved, because I think by the time we get to week 12, as Devin, if he stays healthy, is getting the snaps and gets comfortable in the offense, we don't see the Devin that we saw for 2 minutes in the Cotton Bowl.
The chat's fired up. It's really hard for me to keep up with the chat here, because obviously this theory of mine that we're going down this path is struck up some really good conversation here. Even as Kyle was driving us down the field, Ken says, I still wanted Devin because I could see right through that moment. Ken, you're better football IQ than what I have then, because I came out of that game thinking
we were confident.
I called him Kyle McCool, man. Yeah. I made the graphic. I was ready to rock and roll with Kyle. And then all year long, we never saw that fire like he had at the end of that game when he celebrated and he was, you know, cheering and yelling.
It's almost like something happened to him, Eric. It really is. It's like some kind of a switch just flipped. And he's like, I don't know. You know, he like you said, he lost the fire. He lost the passion. You know, and that's something that I will give credit to Devin Brown. Through the injuries, through the controversies, through the competitions, Devin Brown has always had confidence in himself, and he's always had that fire, that passion. And I haven't seen that out of McCord.
Trying to put this Monica person on a block. She's offering her services to the chat. It's not letting me block her here. Get out of here, Monica. No one cares about that. We're talking football. Anyways, I don't know if you can do that, Chris. It's not letting me get rid of her. That's bothering me.
I don't know that I've got access to do that, Eric, but I'll see if I can't figure out something.
Okay. Let me continue with my theory.
You go ahead.
Thank you. So this is all hypothetical at this point, guys, right? Like, let's just be completely honest here. As Larry Daniels answers the 499 chat from the Wolverine fan with a 499 super chat that says Honda just couldn't handle the bright lights. It seemed like after that moment, he couldn't. You're right, Larry. You know, we'll see how those lights won't be as bright for him in Syracuse, New York, and he'll do better. I don't know. But Devin Brown gets the nod from Coach Day in game four. And he's got from game four to game 11 to work out whatever issues he has. Now, hear me out. Let's say he wins all those games up to the one against Michigan and Ann Arbor. So we go into that game instead of 11-0, we're 10-1 because we lost to Notre Dame. But we beat Michigan. That means we go on to play for the Big Ten Championship. We're going to win the Big Ten Championship because, let's face it, Iowa's trash.
Yeah.
That's Ohio State going on to play in the college football playoff at 11-1, 12-1 Big Ten champions, undefeated in the Big Ten, one loss to Notre Dame in South Bend by 6-7 points, whatever it was, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think the committee puts Ohio State in, and if not, how do you not put the Big Ten champion in, right?
Right.
So if you look at that scenario that I just laid out for you, I want to blame Notre Dame for Ohio State not make. If Notre Dame would have actually done what they should have done, what a good football team does, and just stops Ohio State on that last drive, we might have been Big Ten champions this year.
Might have been national champions, Eric.
Am I crazy?
No, and I'll tell you what. This just
gives me another reason.
This gives me another reason to hate Marcus Freeman. Just another reason to despise that turncoat. No, because you're absolutely right. And you know what? Our friend Blue Wolverine pointed something out as well. Had they had the guts to go for it on fourth down more, that may have been a different game. And let me tell you something. I believe with Devin Brown, he goes for it on fourth down.
Well, I don't know that. I mean,
I believe down in distance is going to be a factor. But if we have a fourth and short and you have the choice of Devin Brown or Hugo McCord, because I'm not even going to disgrace a Honda by calling him Honda. Hugo McCord or Devin Brown on a fourth and short, I'm going to take Devin Brown every day of the week.
All right, let's acknowledge Ohio7715 with the $20 super chat. Appreciate you, man. Thank you so much. That helps us do this show. You just paid for us doing this show tonight. So thank you very much for that. Really do appreciate that. Adam, I love you, man. Thanks for dropping in tonight. I know you're a Notre Dame fan. Blame your guy Marcus, he says. Chris is going to blame Marcus all night long, man. But isn't it crazy to think about this world that we live in where we went 11-0, lost in Ann Arbor by 6 points, which meant we lost the Big Ten, which meant we couldn't go to the college football playoff. How it changed the entire trajectory of this team. Mm-hmm. McCord's out. He's gone. Doesn't even play in the bowl game. We apparently just decided to not play offense in the bowl game for whatever reason, or coach the offensive line, or do any of those.
Or the quarterbacks, get those guys ready.
What could have happened? What would have been if Notre Dame wins that game and we see Kyle McCord's not the answer? What could have been? Like, it's wild to think about this.
Yeah.
And the more I've been hanging out over there on the Always Irish chat and listening to that program and listening to those guys talk about that game, it dawned on me how much different the season could have gone if we would have just made the switch. And how could Ryan Day have had the ability to make that switch, the knowledge to make that switch, or whatever he needed to do that, he could come back and say, well, Kyle didn't have the greatest game against Notre Dame. We thought maybe he was the answer. He wasn't. We're going to try Devin Brown out now and give him a shot. I think we could have been looking at a completely different end to the 2023 season had we lost in South Bend, Indiana.
Now, Ken's telling me I can't hate on Marcus. Well, let me tell you, the only redeeming quality about Marcus Freeman is that he's not associated with Ohio State anymore.
Now, Ken, do not hold this podcast or me to the thoughts and feelings of one wild man over here. I actually like Marcus. And I think Notre Dame is actually doing us a very big favor by preparing Marcus for what might be the replacement of Ryan Day down the road. Possible. Don't discredit it. Ed Rogers is in the house. I've seen you making a few comments. Ed, good to have you tonight, ma'am. And good to see you, my friend. Good to have you back with us. Mike Bowers, also good in the chat. Good to see you tonight, Mike. Think about this. If the Michigan TD pass had been ruled an interception, which it should have been,
correct,
which many had thought, then OSU is in the playoffs with McCord. By the way, I think McCord is average at best. You're right.
You're absolutely right on both accounts.
You're right, but that's not the theory I'm talking about tonight. Oh, Jeremiah is on your side, Chris. Marcus Freeman is a turncoat and a turdcoat. Odor Lame is overrated. All right, that's good, guys. That's fun. All right, let's bring on our first caller tonight, man. Sean Schrock, what's good,
buddy? Boggsy, how you doing? And Chris Wild, man. Wow. I tell you, Chris missed his calling. He should have been a professional wrestler. But the trash he was spewing the other night, it was something of beauty, I tell you.
Well, Sean, we wanted to, and we're still planning on it. When JR gets his silk touch robe, Chris, we need to continue to work on that.
I'm just going to send out another one.
Okay. When he gets his silk touch robe, we're going to that Sunday night we're going to do our WWF Ohio State promos, wrestling promos. It's going to be interesting. I think Chris has probably got the leg up on all of us because he's from the era when they actually did really good promos in professional wrestling.
We definitely had a blast the other night. He was awesome. Not only did we get to rip on some Michigan fans, we also got in on a Notre Dame fan, too. If we just had a USC fan in there, that would have just been perfect.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, man, lots of fun. All in good fun, dude. I appreciate you, Sean. Appreciate you. I got some news for you tonight, Sean. Would you like to hear it?
Yes, love to hear it.
Your boy, Junk, on Bucks. Your boy, yeah. What's his name? Juck on Bucks is planning on being with us Sunday night.
Oh, that'd be awesome. He's a good dude, and so are you guys.
If his Wi-Fi holds up. If it doesn't, he'll be on the following Sunday night with us. So Juck is going to be on with us. Sorry, Juck. If you see this, my apologies. You can rip on me Sunday night when you hear. When Juck is on with us, I will have you to thank for that, Sean. But we're going to have a great time.
Well, I appreciate you guys putting him on. He's awesome, dude, and it's just great that we, in between the three programs, that there's a big group of us that follow Scoop, Juck, and the Ohio podcast. So it's like a little community. So
yeah, you know,
support all you guys.
I've really been watching his content lately. He's got some good stuff, man. Like I mad props for him doing it solo. That is tough. Anybody who's ever done this before, talking in a microphone, looking into a camera, to do it solo, it takes guts. It's not easy. And he does a great job at it. Mad props to him.
Did you see when he went on the Scarlet and Blue show the one morning, and he about made that Michigan host cry. It was hilarious. he definitely ripped them. It was awesome. Definitely worth checking out if you get a chance to.
Awesome. Yeah, I will definitely check that out, man.
I do have something to point out, though. You know, you're talking about, if we lost that Notre Dame game, would, having Devin Brown as a starter, would that have changed things? Well, who's to say Devin Brown would have even stayed healthy? I mean, knock on the guys, he can't stay healthy. Who knows if he would have even held up for the rest of the year?
And you're right. You're right.
You're right.
Love the guy. I love his – I mean, he's a leader and he's got heart, and I love his fight, but man, he just either he's got the worst luck in the world or something just keeps happening every time he plays. He either bangs his finger up or that one time he sprained his ankle, his cleats got caught in the turf.
Purdue. Mm-hmm.
He got rolled up on.
Yeah, we were at that Purdue.
We were there, yeah.
ZZM, please don't start that rumor. It was my apologies. I will get it down. Juck. 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 Not junk.
Juck.
Juck. Juck. I will get it down. Yeah. I apologize.
Zee. Just like Muck Fishigan. Juck.
Now I'm not going to forget it, okay. Chris. Thank you.
Oh, Chris, that was awesome the other night. Thanks for rolling with us. That was,
hey, I loved it, guys. That was a great time.
So what do you think of my theory, dude? In all honesty, do you think it's got some legs?
Well, I mean, it could have. Honestly, when we won that game, I actually thought McCord was like you did. I thought he was the man. But who? Honestly, we'll never know. So I don't know. Because I don't know if Devin Brown could have stayed healthy, honestly.
I will say this, Eric. You mentioned the fact that that Ryan Day might have needed the ability or the knowledge. I think he had the knowledge. What I think he needed wasn't the ability, but the opportunity. I don't think it was so much. He had the ability to pull the plug at any time. He had the knowledge, I think, I've never questioned the man's ability to assess talent. As much as I get on Ryan Day, I have never questioned his ability to assess talent, especially at the quarterback position. Which is one of the reasons I think
he also said
that go ahead, Sean.
Sorry, Chris. Well, one of the reasons they said he was hesitant to start Brown was because he knew if he benched McCord, he knew McCord would go in the tank. So if we lost that Notre Dame game, he pulls McCord, Brown gets hurt later on. Who's to say, McCord's even ready to play mentally? I mean, he doesn't seem like that strong of a, mentally that tough.
Well, that's a good point.
I would agree with that.
That's a good point. Let me bring up this point. This is one that our fellow co-host Aaron likes to talk a lot about, and that is the fact that Kyle was high school teammates with Marvin Harrison Jr. There was chemistry there. That was one of the things that we kept pointing towards on why we thought Kyle McCord had a leg up in the competition was he had previously played with Marvin Harrison Jr. for 4 years in high school, and MHJ was your best weapon on offense. And so, we thought that there would be chemistry built up there already. And so having him as a potential, weapon in your offense, obviously, we thought Kyle McCord would probably slide in there. And so on that same note, was that one of the reasons why Kyle or why Ryan Day couldn't pull the trigger on removing Kyle McCord was that relationship he had with Marvin Harrison Jr. There's a lot of talk about Derek McCord, Kyle's dad, but you also have to consider making that move after that big of a game in South Bend, how would that disrupt the locker room and possibly anger your best player, Marvin Harrison Jr.?
Do you think they were a package deal? Do you think that's why they gave McCord the offer? I know he was a talented high school football player, but I know they really wanted Harrison. Do you think that was part of the, to get Marvin Harrison to come to Ohio State?
Maybe slightly.
I think it may have been, Eric, because and we've talked about this before. I think McCord was probably a three-star talent that was had a five-star receiver that made him look really good. I think the reason that McCord was a five-star guy is because he had Marvin Harrison making him look good. Because you just saw with him, anytime it was somebody, and even with Harrison at times, but anytime it was somebody outside of Harrison, how many passes did you see him leaving short, behind, overthrowing? On a consistent basis, he was missing the guys. And maybe the guys make a tremendous catch and they make him look good, but everything was an effort on the part of the receivers to complete a pass, it seemed. There was no just hitting a receiver in stride for Kyle McCord. Even Marvin Harrison Jr., who had been left for so long.
Sorry, Chris.
No, go ahead.
I'm just saying, if you look, how many times was Ryan Day ripping McCord coming to the sidelines. I mean, he missed
all the time, man.
How many guys?
All the time.
Constantly, he was getting ripped in just about every game. I don't know if you guys ever noticed either, but on the sideline, he was always sitting by himself. Did you guys ever notice that?
He never saw him trying to rally
the guys. You never saw him hanging out with his teammates. He was always just sitting alone.
Yeah, what do you mean with his position group, trying to, you know, talk to these guys about what's going on the field? And that could have been part of what hurt our development in the quarterback room, too. They didn't have a mentor to look up to on the field. You know?
Some coaches don't want to teach the younger guys because they're scared of losing their job to them. And
clearly, he's one of those.
I mean, Devin Brown's a leader. You know, Devin Brown's a leader, but McCord, he just doesn't seem like that. He just doesn't seem like a leader to me. I mean, if you look after he threw that game-winning touchdown, I mean, when he threw that big pass to Abuka and we scored that touchdown, the first person to greet him coming off was Devin Brown. If the roles were reversed, I don't think McCord would be out there, you know.
Yeah. So,
I mean, to have your dad go into the coach's office and, you know, want to guarantee that you're going to be the starter, or I'm taking my ball and go home, that just says what kind of person he is. So I guess we will see this season what skill set he really has playing at Syracuse.
Well, against that schedule, he better do something.
He really is a 2-5-star. Sorry, Chris.
No, against that schedule he's got, you're not going to see if he's a 2-5-star or not, because most two stars could go out there and cut out that schedule. Most guys with less than 3 stars could go out there and probably manage that schedule and have moderate success. That is the worst schedule in Division I college football. It's just flat out that simple.
Donald and Karen, thank you so much for the $5 super chat. Appreciate that. I do not think there was much difference between McCord or Brown. I think that is why Day went and got Howard this year. You're not wrong.
You're not wrong.
When I came back from that practice and we had that initial reaction podcast, I remember telling Chris they both do things well and they both do things poorly. And that Buckeye Nation should get ready that there was going to be a drop-off in the quarterback play because we had just gotten through 2 years of C.J. Stroud, who had pinpoint accuracy, and these guys had neither. What I did notice, if you go back and listen to that show, Chris, I said there was a little bit more of a dog in Devin Brown.
Yeah. Yeah, and you called it. The fact is, Donald and Karen are right. They're absolutely right. You know, that is why we went and got Will Howard. But I think that, and this is the thing that bothers me, I think McCord's presence hampered Devin Brown's progression. And obviously the injuries didn't help either. And I'm starting to get, I don't want to say it, I'm starting to get a feeling like, you know, we've seen in the past where we've had great talent that is hampered by injury and it just never comes to fruition. And I'm starting to get that feeling that Devin Brown could end up being one of those guys, especially with the quarterbacks we got coming up next year. You know, if he doesn't break through this year, I could see him being one of those guys that gets lost in the shuffle. You know, but I do think that Brown versus McCord, A, like you said, he had more dog in him. But the other thing is, I think he was, and everybody said McCord could run. And maybe he was somewhat mobile, but I feel like Devin Brown was just more athletic.
I think that
could have been an impact thing last year.
Blue Wolverine actually says he thinks McCord's father probably had more of a negative impact on his tenure than a positive one.
I agree.
Yes, that's 100% true, and it's probably true a little bit, I would say, in Devin McCord's career in totality. It's one thing to have a father who played college football and pushes you, and McCord has outplayed what his father ever did, being the quarterback at Rutgers. I mean, let's be honest. But on the same token,
don't let JR hear you say that.
you have to let your child succeed or fail on his or her own merits.
Absolutely.
Amen. Amen. If we're playing the what if game, just imagine if we still had Quinn Ewers.
Oh my!
We wouldn't have to worry about playing. I was worried about having to play McCord.
And I was listening. I was watching Scoop when they brought that up, and I did not know that story on Quinn Ewers. And I didn't either. And I'm not going to get into that tonight. I don't want to take what they talked about and try to claim it as our own tonight. I am giving them credit. I heard it on Scoop first. I did not hear that he was basically pushed out, it sounds like. But yeah. No, going back to our original thought here, Sean, you're right in saying if we're going to play the what if game, then if McCord comes in, if Devin Brown comes in game four and one or two games down the road, he's injured, would McCord be able to step back in as the starting quarterback, having his confidence shattered?
Yeah. I agree with Sean. He would have been broken.
I mean, McCord, a lot of guys can't do that. I mean, a lot of sports teams, I mean, being a Browns fan, we've seen how many quarterbacks get yanked, and when they put them back in, they're garbage. So,
yeah.
And we all see the way McCord was. He's not a leader. He doesn't have that dog to him, like you would say, like Devin Brown does. I think Devin Brown would be a guy that could handle that and would come back in and play hard. But I think once you take McCord out, you benched him, he would go in the tank and probably cry. So,
and that may have been Ryan Day's thought, is the fact that when he put McCord in there to start at the beginning of the season, was McCord can't handle being the number two. It would just destroy him. Whereas Devin Brown's strong enough that it's going to make him a more competitive guy moving forward.
I know this much. If Devin Brown either A, wins the starting job this year, or B, gets put into the position because of injury, or C, waits another entire year and then fights to be the starting quarterback next year and wins the job, that kid deserves all the support from this fan base.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, I love the kid. Don't get me wrong. I think he's a great kid, but I just think, the best player should play. And I feel bad for him because, he should have a shot. He's getting a shot, but they brought Will Howard in, and we all know Will Howard's going to be the one that starts unless he gets hurt.
Do we, though?
I kind of feel bad for Devin, but
I think so.
I agree. I think that's the move. But what?
But if Devin Brown shows he's the man.
Yeah. This is the thing I look at that is different than any other season, guys. And that is Ryan Day is coaching for his job. This season, make no mistake about it, and I don't care what anybody says, Ryan Day is coaching for his job. I don't care what his record is. The thing that matters to Ohio State fans, and you better believe to alumni and the people who are cutting the checks for the NIL, is what have you done against Michigan? What have you done when you're playing for a national title? Those are the two things that matter to the people who are cutting those checks and the people who are filling those stands.
Exactly.
Because we went through the 90s. We all remember John Cooper, who could win the first, 8-9 games of every season, who could recruit the best recruits in the country, but who failed once it hit mid-November. And Buckeye Nation,
more than anybody, you're right.
Buckeye Nation and the fans are not going to, and the alumni and the financial backers are not, will not tolerate another John Cooper.
Adam Dowling wants me to give Brown a different quarterback number if he wins. I'm going to disagree, Adam. I love it. I know Chris hates it. I want him to be 33 for the rest of his life and just buck the trend.
Hey, guys, one thing we got to realize, though, with this talent that we have, this team we have, we don't need a five-star quarterback back there.
Absolutely.
We need a game manager who's not good, who can make a play when we need him to make a play and to play smart and not do anything stupid. I mean, hand the ball off to Junkins, hand the ball off to Henderson. We got a great defense. And you got the playmakers, throw the bubble screen, throw the slants. And, you know, if you got to run a quarterback keeper every now and then, do it. But we don't need someone to be John Elway or Joe Montana back there.
What we need is Craig Krenzel.
Exactly.
I mean, seriously, with this team that we have, with this defense, with this running back, we need Craig Krenzel.
There's nothing wrong with Craig Krenzel, man.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Dude,
he did the job. He had no guessing about anybody. So intelligent. Such a high football IQ. Yeah. He was not the most talented guy in the world, but when the game was on the line, he found a way to make the play that needed made.
Holy Buckeye.
Absolutely.
That's it.
And overtime when it was, what was it, third down and 20 and against Miami, and he hit Jenkins again. I mean,
yeah.
Come on. Fourth and one instead of handing the ball off. I mean, the season on the line.
That is ice water in your veins right there. Not just on his part, but on Tress's part.
I love listening to those guys talk about that play. Like Jim Tressel talks about it. Like he, and here's the thing. If you go back and watch that play,
they're trying to hit Hartsog.
It's a tight end drag that is like wide open. If he makes that, holds on the ball just one more second and throws the ball to the tight end, it's a first down. You know, and that's what the play was really designed to do. But yet Craig steps up the pocket and just like, oh, let's go. He throws it downfield. You know, it's like, it's one of those, no, yes moments, you know. And Jenkins catches it and it's holy Buckeye, you know. So I was
jumping up and down screaming. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, speaking of.
I was so mad at that game because I thought they were going to blow it. You know, fourth and one, everybody stacks the box. You think it's going to be a run, and he pulls it out and throws it 20 yards downfield to Jenkins.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, speaking of Holy Buckeye and Purdue, and Adam Dowling brings it up with his Purdue comment here. Notre Dame goes to West Lafayette this year on the road, and I've been teasing Kennedy about that. And every time I do, why do I need to worry about Purdue? All they got is a big drum.
You know what, Eric? I bet I could dig us up a couple of Purdue sweatshirts to go over there to West Lafayette that weekend and join up with Dylan and just cheer him on over the Irish.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, guys, I appreciate you having me on, like always, and giving me my time. I love the show. Love what you guys do. I'll let someone else get a chance to speak. So shout out to all the scoopers. And thanks again for having me on, guys.
All right.
Well, thanks,
Sean. Calling in, Sean. Appreciate you. OH, buddy.
Hi-o.
All right. That means we have a phone line open, 567-483-1999. Feel like calling in, giving us a call, talking Buckeyes with us tonight. We'd love to chat with you. 567-483-1999. Party like it's 1999.
Hey, Adam, in all seriousness, if you get the opportunity to go to the game, you should, because, my man, it is a fun place to watch a game.
It is.
You are right on the field if you can get up close.
Yeah.
Those seats we had next to Big Mac Mary were phenomenal.
And you can get those seats for cheap.
Yeah. I mean, we paid, what, less than $100 a ticket for them, Eric?
Well, and if we would have waited because of the weather, we could have – they were –
I got them for 30.
They were selling tickets for – it was under 30. It was $20-some a ticket. You would have paid more for parking than you would for the ticket if you would have waited till Saturday because of the –
That was a chilly rain.
You know who else was there that day?
Yeah, Billy Bob was there.
This guy right here. Billy Bob, he was there. He brought his backyard to West Lafayette and had himself a good time. Good to see you tonight, Billy Bob. Oh man, I tell you, that was a fun trip.
It was.
Got to meet Dylan, that handsome devil. And I'm hoping that they grow some cojones over there at the Boiler Express podcast.
Let's host them
and return the trip and come to Columbus, because you know what?
Is the memorial trophy in your possession, Eric?
The Chris.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Chris Wilds Memorial Trophy is still in my presence. Yeah, there we go. There it is.
Okay, it was only like, what, my 12th case of COVID or whatever that had me out that week.
It almost, this one almost took your life, though.
That one was, yeah. It was a pretty rough one.
You were dragging pretty bad, man.
I was feeling pretty awful that one. That was not a good run.
So, guess who wants to start another trophy war with us?
Who's that?
Nebraska.
Just as long as it's not Iowa, I can't handle that again.
Well, we're not going to talk about that trophy.
I'm like, if we do, it's going to have to be, you're going to have to shut off the family friendly.
The image on that trophy, she might have been visiting our chat earlier. Let's just put it to you that way.
Was Monica on the trophy there?
I don't know. I didn't see her face.
Right?
Doreen, why don't you call us? Doreen's saying, hey, someone call in.
But those...
Doreen, we'll talk to you.
Those Iowa fans were...
Oh, man. They just flew in. A bunch of them did. All right. Let's see who we got here, Chris. See if it's someone who's called in before. Oh, yeah, I know who this is. What's going on, Dylan?
Got a lot of some Purdue slander going on up in here, and I'm not having it.
No, why not?
What Purdue slander?
Oh, Christopher, you are the lead of Purdue slander on this
dude,
podcast.
Dude, I literally said that I was going to dig me and Eric up a couple of Purdue hoodies so we could drive over to West Lafayette, join up with you, and cheer when you guys play against the Irish.
Oh, I would love to see that first and foremost. I'd have to see it to believe it.
Because we don't hate Purdue. In fact, we love Purdue because they stink.
Did you not hear us say that you had a great place to watch a football game?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, it's true. You're not wrong. That's because it's not, you know, MetLife Stadium like everywhere else in the country.
Life Stadium. What do you
it's
mean?
Because their stadium is comfy. It's small. It only has to like house 3,000 fans a game.
As Big Mac Mary said, it is an intimate setting.
It's very, and you're gonna get to know your neighbors real well. You're gonna really know them. You're gonna get a feel up or two. It's, you know, it's a little touchy feely up in there.
Yes. Yes, it is. It is. It's touchy-feely. You are right about that. Hey, we got three more people waiting in the wings to call in. All of a sudden, the call in line went loaded, and it's almost 9 o'clock. So we're gonna make this a little bit short. So I'm going to open this up to you, Dylan. I know you really want to talk about this. Purdue, congratulations on a national championship run. You made it to the national championship game. I was rooting for you guys. You ran into a buzzsaw. What a heck of a year you guys had in basketball, brother. That had to be seriously fun for you, man.
Oh, it was a blast. I enjoyed every second of it. Zach Edey's one of the best to ever do it. And I don't know if I'll ever see that again in my lifetime. So I enjoyed it while I could, because I don't know when it'll happen again. But, yeah, no, it's a good time. We're looking on the football season, what that looks like. Couldn't even tell you. You know, we got some good positions starting up. But, you know, we're a basketball school first and foremost. And, you know, I see the comments. UConn was a juggernaut. All right, once those guys are good. But, yeah, no, it was a hell of a season. And one that we'll never forget, that's for sure.
Dylan, I love you, man. I appreciate you. By the way, I don't know if it's going to be you or someone else from the Boiler Express, but we're going to be doing a podcast that I like to call Border Wars. Indiana's got some really good high school talent this year that's being recruited by a lot of big programs. And we're going to talk recruiting with you and a Hoosier podcast and us. And if I don't know if it's going to be you or one of your cohorts there at the Boiler Express, but it's going to be a lot of fun, man. And so I wanted to give everybody a quick tease about that. But the College Huddle is where it's at. It is where it's at right now, man. 73, big
it's
dog.
It's a good time. It's a good time. Yeah, no, I'll be there for sure. Well, I'll have somebody else with me. You know, I need adult supervision. I'm sure one of the big brains will be on there, because you know me, I'm the personality hire around here.
There you go, man. I love it. Thank you.
We've all got our roles, Dylan.
Thank you for calling in.
See you, boys.
Love you. Bye.
Later, Dylan.
Love it.
Okay, let me answer this question real quick before we take the next call. Man, they literally they're lining up like crazy, man. When is the next call-in show? 79 Steely Matt. We go Thursday night, 8 o'clock for our call-in show every single week. And we will be doing live call-in shows after the games this season. So every Thursday night is a call-in show, 8 o'clock Eastern. And then when the season starts, we're going to have a place for everybody to call in and complain or celebrate. One of the two, right?
Man, people keep calling. I love it. You know what, Eric? We might have to either extend the show or start shortening phone calls, man.
Yeah. All right.
Love it.
Okay. I know who this next fella is. Let's get him on here. Larry Daniels, you're on. What's up, buddy?
Yes, sir. Well, hello. Hello, Eric. Hello, Chris. How are you tonight?
Hey, Eric. Great. Yourself?
Good, good. Doing well. Doing well. A little warm down here, but still cheering on the
Bucks. A little cold up here.
You could sit it our way. It was chilly today. We got in the 50s.
Cold and rainy. I wasn't ready for that.
Oh, it did. That's good. That's good. Yeah, you know, I guess I don't really have a whole lot unless you got questions, but I was thinking about, you know, McCord and his season, and, you know, it's a shame the way it turned out, but he just really looked like he was in over his head most of the time. The game never slowed down for him. He looked like he was always battling his, I'll say, anxiety, okay, and I don't think that ever changed. And I think he was probably going to leave one way or the other, because I don't see where after his season he could have laid a claim toward a starting position with the Buckeyes.
You know, here's the thing, Larry. Tell me I'm wrong. A competitor, if he has that conversation with his head coach and the head coach says, I want to see you compete for the starting position for the bowl game, a competitor says, I'll show you, instead of, I'm not being guaranteed, I'm taking my ball and going home. To me, that tells me he's not a competitor. He doesn't have the competitive spirit in him. He doesn't have the fire. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, I agree with that, but I don't know that I mean, it was kind of, I don't know, it just seemed like it was obvious as the year went on that, yes, he was afraid to compete. And I know somebody mentioned earlier that it seemed like no one really gathered around him on the sidelines or anything during the game. It was like he was a little bit of a pariah within the team, but nobody wanted to admit it.
Well, I don't know if pariah is the right word, Larry. I think what it is he just wasn't a leader.
I think it might be.
It could be. But I just don't think he was a leader. I don't think he was a team guy. You hear players, especially when you hear people talk about guys in the NBA. There's this expression where they call them, they're not team guys, they're me guys.
Well,
I think he's a me guy.
I don't think he's an alpha dog.
Well, he's definitely not an alpha dog.
And that's part of the problem, because I think Devin McCord might be. And so if your backup's barking all the time and that's not in your spirit or mentality to step back up and bark back, then you're going to fold. He folded at the end of the year because he wasn't an alpha.
It comes down to a simple lack of testicular fortitude.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he was not at all confident in his abilities, and he was always looking over his shoulder and afraid that Brown was going to catch up to him, and unfortunately, Brown couldn't stay healthy, and that's my only concern with Brown down the road. I mean, Brown's got a really good shot. Let's say if he doesn't compete this year or if Howard does a super job, it's Brown's to lose the year after that. But I still have reservations about his health. I don't know if he might have had the same surgery that Igbuka had or not on his ankle. I don't know if his was high ankle or not. But if he can't stay healthy, that's pretty serious. You know,
He was a high ankle, Larry. And that's something that my understanding is that the strength and conditioning coaches have been working with him on a lot this year is strengthening those ankles so that he is able to endure a full season. So hopefully it all works out well for him, because I think, you know, like Eric said, I think we all love this guy. I really do. You got to love the fight in the guy. You got to love the determination. Because a lot of guys would have went the McCord route and just said, yeah, you know what? They're bringing in Will Howard. Deuces, I'm out. No, he wants to stay and compete. Which, amazing, you know, we talked about this. It's amazing we got five guys that did that. That's insane.
I'm totally impressed with the quarterback room right now, just as you said, because they're all sticking around. But Devin Brown, in my thoughts, he's the real deal. Just depends on his abilities, but he's got the heart, he's got the mental focus, he's got the tenaciousness. It's just being able to stay out there on the field, you know. And also, you know, when you guys are ready, you know, I know there's others waiting in line. So, you know, have a good night. If you're ready to move to the next one, I'm fine with that. Have a great night.
Larry, I could talk to you all night long, my man. I appreciate you and appreciate you being – Larry's been a follower of our podcast for many years now.
Yeah.
Gosh, I don't even – was it like 3 or 4 years ago, Larry, you started listening? Might be longer.
Yeah. We did a little interview when you guys were still going audio. And that's the other thing. I wanted to mention how cool it is, the strides you guys have made. You've gone to the video. You've gone to the call-in show. And I can't be happier for you guys. It's really a great time. Been a great experience.
Thanks for growing with us, Larry. We appreciate you. Appreciate that. Are you coming back up to Ohio this summer?
I'll be up there in the month of July. I'll be out at Mount Gilead for 2 weeks. Then I'm going east where my son lives out toward Wheeling. So I don't know, Mount Gilead State Park.
Yep.
Not very far away from where you're at.
About 15 minutes from my house.
Touch,
yeah, right
pull
off,
right
off
71
on the 90, Route 95. I know exactly where you're at. Yes, by all means.
Yep.
I tell you, when you come up, let us know. Maybe Chris can meet us over there in Mount Gilead. Absolutely. Meet up with you. And that's kind of the middle, actually a middle place. That's about the same distance for me as it for Chris, from Marion going over
actually,
here.
Actually, very
Mount Gilead,
close for me. It's only about 15 minutes from my house.
Yeah, so we'll meet up with you, Larry, you and your wife, and have dinner with you. And make sure when you come, you drive careful, man. It's crazy out there.
All right. Appreciate you guys. Thanks so much. I'll get with you.
All right. Have a good one, Larry. Thanks for calling in.
All righty. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. We're just going to move right along here, but I do want to say this real fast before we take the next call. Chris, I want to show you something.
That's a beautiful thing, Eric.
Isn't that pretty?
That is.
That's going to be going on the wall behind me right next to my AJ Hawk and Orlando Pace jerseys. That's going to be the next edition here. I got to catch up with Juck. Hey, got it that time. Juck's back wall's phenomenal. So thank you, Blue Wolverine. Thank you.
Took me almost as long to get you to say Juck right as it is. It took me almost as long to get Vicky to say Egbuka right.
Emeka Egbuka.
Emeka Egbuka.
Oh my goodness. I believe this is Larry. No, this is that we took Larry. This might be Billy Bob, I believe.
The Florida crowd in the house.
Billy Bob, you with us?
Hello?
What's happening?
Hello?
Can you hear us, Billy
Bob? What's going
on? Hey, not a whole lot. What's going on with you, big guy?
Oh, you know, normally I can't stay up. But, you know, the JOB, and then I went over to friends of ours across the street and had some gumbo. They're both graduates of the Ohio State University. They both went to pharmacy school. So, you know, hanging around with some Buckeyes. And when I called in, it was right when you guys said there was nobody on the line, and now you got a lineup. So
yeah.
I don't want to monopolize the time since you got people on. But one of these days we could talk about when I came on or started listening, you were talking about that Miami game, mm-hmm. the 2002 national championship game. And my brother – Foxy Bob and my sister Sissy Bob and I, we were all there. And that was an interesting experience that we were able to do. So a different time, we could talk about that when we have more time. So, primarily reason for calling in to say hey. By the way, anybody that like to hear an interview I did with Dylan Kuhn, did an interview with Dylan last Tuesday, and it was wide ranging. It just wasn't about Purdue, right? We talked about Dylan's family business, his horses, his dad, just stuff in general. So for people that want to know Dylan a little more than just the Boiler Express podcast, it was pretty good. So that was my shameless plug, guys.
No problem. I was there for the majority of that interview. I loved every second of it.
You know,
I'm big fans of Dylan Kuhn and Billy Bob. So those were two of my favorite people getting together, rocking and rolling. It was sweet music, man.
They rank right there under the Tress, don't they?
Yeah, I mean,
the Tress.
Hey,
yeah, the Tress's new podcast.
Yeah, I was going to say, did anybody see that the Vest has got a podcast?
I love it. Now that's a collaboration we've been doing.
You know, I listen to every second of that podcast with like, like intently because you know my love for Jim Tressel. But
he's had what, two episodes now? I got to listen to both of them. But I heard his little 3 minute, 3.5 minute intro.
Yeah. I don't know.
But here, real quick, before I go.
Yeah.
This is Ohio State stuff, but. Good speech. Nope. I just say that and I thought maybe you'd go, oh my God. Or
What?
You're familiar with the commencement speech. Right?
Oh my gosh. I don't know what to say about it. Can I be honest with you? Like,
and the only reason I bring it up, Eric and Chris, is that the first time I even heard anything about this nonsense was on Dusty and Danny on Sirius XM, you know, Dvorak and Kanell. And I'm going to Planet Fitness in the morning and I'm like, they start talking about the Ohio State commencement speech and they go, oh, we're going to, you know, they tease it. And when they come back from commercial, they start talking about it and they play snippets. And then when I'm leaving Planet Fitness, they're still talking about it. And they actually, I don't know, I haven't listened to it. I only listen to it when I go to Planet Fitness because, you know, I'm on my way there in the morning. But they said they're going to end, or considering ending every show with the end of that commencement speech where he was singing "This Little Light of Mine." Is that how it ends? "This Little Light of Mine."
Yeah.
Right? Are you guys still there? Are you ignoring me? Or?
I'm just
trying to keep my blood pressure down.
I mean, here's the thing. Like, here's the thing. I find most commencement speeches incredibly boring.
Yes.
So a part of me kind of liked it. But at the same time, the professional in me and the conservative human being that I am really disliked it. Maybe we should ask the Queen, who's in the chat, if she's still here, because her daughter graduated this weekend. What she thought.
Right. And my brother was actually at the ceremony because his daughter, my niece, my granddaughter, or goddaughter, sorry, graduated in December, but her friends were graduating this past weekend. And so they were there both days. And I think they did something both days. Anyway, they were definitely there, but they were walking out when it was going on. But, you know, the interesting thing is here's a guy doing, he said he was doing like magic mushrooms or something when he wrote the speech.
Yeah. And you can tell it was a little discombobulated.
You know, the only, and it's interesting. I bring it up and I'll leave it alone. Dusty and Danny, but then I'm reading it's on the New York Post. So it made it, I guess whether it's good news or bad news, it's news and you're getting publicity because it made it on a lot of mediums.
Yep.
Anyway.
It did.
All right, boys. I know you got a lot of people waiting behind me. I just wanted to call in, say hello, let you know I was still awake for about 5 more minutes.
Billy Bob, I appreciate you calling in, man. And I do have one thing I want to say to you before you leave.
Uh-oh.
Don't forget to let your little light shine.
Well, I have one in the bathroom, and it shines all night long.
There you go. Well, that's good. That's good. That way you don't miss in the middle of the night. I hear you.
It's that little light of mine is shining in the bathroom.
All right. Have a good night. Appreciate you, Billy.
All right. All right, man.
Buddy.
And when is Aaron Brown coming back, by the way? You know, I thought Sunday was his day.
Yeah, we were hoping. Aaron Brown's going through. I talked to him
Tuesday.
And keep Aaron in your thoughts, man. He's really going through some rough things in his life right now.
I messaged with him a couple times, but I didn't get into the whole, just like, hey, hope all is good.
Yeah.
So anyway. hopefully we see him soon. And there you go.
Yep.
All right, guys.
Take care, Billy Bob. Appreciate you, man. Go Bucks.
All right, bye. Go Bucks.
All right, we got one more here. And this is a new number, I believe.
Chris. All right.
So we're going to jump on over here to 404. 404 on the OHIO podcast. Who are we talking to?
First off, I want to say good evening to you two gentlemen and for having me on your show, Eric and Chris. I want to shout out to my Scoop family, the Queen, Big Sean, Matt, Coconut, and everybody else that I might not have seen because I'm actually driving right now. Those are the last people I saw in there, and then Ken and everything. But, yeah, it's Mello, and I just wanted to say how you guys are doing. And I don't want you guys to get your hopes up, but Devin Brown will never start at Ohio State unless somebody gets injured. Will Howard is definitely the guy.
You know, Mello, I appreciate you calling.
We predict that, but...
Yes, sir.
I appreciate you calling in. You got really good reception for driving, yes. By the way. You sound crystal clear, man.
Yeah.
So
I just missed the – I just got out of the little dead zone, actually, when you actually clicked over. So that was good timing.
Good deal. So, Mello, I agree with you. I do believe Will Howard – obviously, you do not bring the man over if you're not giving him every opportunity to win the starting position.
Right.
And I think I like your confidence in that, because if Will Howard takes the ball and runs with it and he elevates his game with more weapons around him, and we see the same resolve that he had at K-State given the weapons that Ohio State has on offense this year, it could be pretty exciting for Ohio State fans, man.
Absolutely. Will Howard fits the Chip Kelly system perfectly. I met up with a couple of beat reporters that gave me a lot of insight, like that they don't report on their podcasts. Mm-hmm. And they said, Will Howard's the guy, and Julian Sayin's absolutely the guy next year. They're just trying to get weight on him. So he should be able to put on about 20 pounds before the start of next season, which kind of is a little bit of a bummer because I'm a big Aaron Nolan guy being down here from Georgia, but let the best QB play.
You know what?
So that's where I'm at with that. And right now,
I'm an Aaron.
What are your guys' thoughts about QB next year?
I'm an Aaron Nolan guy too, dude. Like I was before Julian Sayin decided to transfer, I was all about giving Aaron Nolan every opportunity to start as a freshman
to
man.
Compete this year. Yeah.
Yeah. And I tell you, he looked great during the spring game, man. He looked great.
He was great in the RPO, but I think we saw with him and Sayin a little bit when they threw the ball. They're freshmen. I think they're both going to have tremendous futures. I think both of them have the potential to be top flight guys. But I think that I'm just looking forward to one hell of a quarterback battle next year. I really am, because I think that's going to be exciting to watch.
And I find it hilarious that people are like, why did everybody stay? Because they came for the khakis and they're staying for the natty. Like, we're definitely winning the natty this year. And when you find out what Chip is doing with this offense, is going to blow your mind. And it's going to help the run game and the blocking of the line, because they're going to constantly change the point of attack with how he's scheming up the defenses and the offense. And he's going to run a lot of two running back sets. So good luck trying to figure out if Quishon or Trey is going to get the ball. Or if Will Howard at 6'5", 250 pounds is going to run it on you, or if he's going to throw it. And you're going to have to play man-to-man coverage on our outstanding wide receiver. So it's going to be a long season for whoever plays us. Now, I'm looking forward to the Oregon game. I think Oregon is like a year away. They don't have the depth to make a serious run this year. But next year, Oregon's going to be a big problem.
Oregon's been very, very active in the transfer portal as well, which, I'm not going to say that is going to completely answer their depth issue, like you said, Mello, but it's definitely approaching that. And you know, Juck mentioned on his show over the weekend, and I think he's absolutely right, that moving forward after, you know, the team up north has a couple big, guys who will go in the draft next year, that cupboard's bare. And the school, yep. The school that's going to be the, and we've been calling this for a while, Chris, I think the Ducks and Bucks is going to be a real rivalry for about the next decade or so. That's the team that we were going to be competing with in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
We're already competing with them on the trail. Right. Dan Lanning is a heck of a coach. He has a good personality. So he's going to be a thorn in the side. But the good thing is that Columbus is a big city and Eugene is not. So even though Nike has good NIL money, you could get NIL at Ohio State and then go around to the thousands of businesses there and get even more money. So that's something that I don't see that Eugene can do. And then Eugene is far on the West Coast. But, yeah, Dan Lanning is going to be a thorn in the side. But this is our year, and I'm very confident, especially after talking to the two gentlemen, that on their podcast, they're not going to be overly confident because obviously that's what they do for a living. But they flat out said Natty season.
Well, I'll tell you, Melo, that's the beautiful thing about us.
There's a group of people in here that know who I was with. What's that, Chris?
I said that's the beautiful thing about us. We may do this, it's what we do, but at the same time, we will be overconfident because we are just a couple of fans. So we will let our confidence show through.
Right. Well, the two guys I met with, some of the people in the chat know, they're actually beat reporters for Ohio
State. Exactly.
So,
it's a huge difference.
Yeah, and they're telling me a lot of inside stuff that they don't report on their show or that they don't show in their videos, which was pretty interesting. And I asked them seriously, like, legitimately, what do you think of our chances this season? They said it's Natty season.
Oh, I think it has to be.
Let's see how we do. Yeah, definitely.
Melo, the people in the chat say, number one, you have a great voice. And number two, you should start a YouTube channel.
No, I like following you guys.
Maybe we can get him a guest spot.
I like following all the Ohio State podcasters, and I feel like it's a family thing.
Yeah.
I love the Scoop family because it's purely Ohio. I don't mind. I love Minutes as well for different reasons, but sometimes I go to Minutes and I like to troll with the team up north fans. Because it's just fun, and I know they're going to be really bad this year, and they're going to be really bad the next year. So if Michigan really has a lack of depth, and that's what these Michigan fans don't realize. If you have any injury, if Mason Graham gets injured, Will Johnson gets injured, one of your safeties get injured, like, what do you have? Colson Loveland gets injured, it's over.
You know,
and they have a way tougher schedule this season. So, like, it's not like last year where you could coast through and play, like, 70% of your roster.
Melo,
it's
not going
to be that way.
So,
by the time you get to the game, it's over for you guys.
We went through their schedule a couple
weeks
back.
And we said, what, 6-7 wins was best?
Well, we said that there's four gimmies. We said there's probably four L's. And there were four games that they're going to be in a dogfight with.
Who you got them losing to?
Texas.
Yep.
In the non-conference. In conference, we have them losing to us, obviously. Mm-hmm. We had them losing to Oregon.
Yep.
And we had them losing to...
Was it USC?
Was it Washington? I can't remember. Now I got to go look it up. There was one more L that we had on their schedule. Let me look that up real fast for you, Melo.
But, yeah, we had them...
Yeah,
with...
that's why I want to know the fourth L.
We figured they would be lucky to make a bowl game this year.
Because I definitely think – I see three – there's guaranteed three L's right there. Yeah. They think they're going to beat Texas, but there's no way.
You know what, Chris? We might have said it was USC.
I think we did.
But
I think it was
– You might have said what?
USC.
USC was the other one.
But they do go to Seattle, Washington. And one of those was an L. The other one was a
clip. The other one was a clip, yeah.
Because even though Washington's not the same football team and they've lost a lot, that is a serious home field advantage, man.
When you got to fly across the country, absolutely.
The four coin flips were, I believe, Washington, Illinois, Michigan State, and Minnesota.
Yeah.
And I don't.
And how about Jordan Davison? That's a done deal. I guess Benedict Alfraud struck out again. Think he's going to take one of our running backs.
Right. Yeah.
I heard. I got a credible source that that's a done deal. It's a lock.
Oh, he's going to be a Buckeye, huh?
Yeah. So I got a great source. It's a lock.
Does that push Bo to Georgia?
No, they want both of them.
Did you?
So Bo is going to UGA's visit this weekend, I believe he's coming down here.
Yeah.
And no, it's either this weekend or the last weekend of May. But he's coming down here. I think he ends up staying home, personally.
I hope so, because I want to say Bo knows for the next 4 years. That's like my thing.
You know. It's going to be awesome.
That is a dream marketing.
Even if he does, go to Georgia for a while. Say he commits to Georgia. Once the season starts and he sees how they're using the two running back system here, he's going to want to come back. Why go to Georgia? We could stay in Ohio.
It's a good point. I like
huge
it.
Point.
I like you're talking me into it, Mello. Talking me into it, man.
And then I was told about Jamie French, that he's pretty much like a Southern Florida guy.
Yep.
Don't pay attention to anything he does until December, because it doesn't matter. He's going to switch around a whole lot playing games because he's just a kid. And the fact that if he cancels his OV, which is for the fall and not the summer, then you worry about it. If he still keeps that OV, he's coming to Ohio State.
I'm telling you, I feel
his family told his family told Heartline that we're still in play. Don't worry about what he's telling these people. He's just having fun.
Playing the game, man. Playing the game.
Yep. But that's all. I wanted to salute you guys. I wanted to call last weekend, but I was super busy running my daughter around to different soccer things. So I just wanted to say God bless you guys. God bless the Scoop family and the Menace Army. And let's keep rocking.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling in, Mello.
Thanks, Mello.
I appreciate that very much, man.
Absolutely.
Have a good night, brother.
You guys are awesome.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You too. Ayo.
All right. I think that's it for tonight, man. That was a whirlwind of calls there for the last.
It was.
3 minutes, man. We got that. We just took more calls in this one than we've done before. And someone mentioned earlier, Chris, how we should structure this with ask everybody 3 or 4 questions and move on. If we get to where we're getting a call bank that is like what we just had, we'll try to speed it up a little bit, guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
We want everybody to have a chance to say their piece and to get whatever's on their mind off or whatever they want to talk about, as well as whatever topic we're talking about. So don't worry, guys. We're not going to make this show 4 hours long and make everybody wait on the line that long. But when we don't have anybody in the call line, then we can take more time to talk about a lot of different things. Yes, thank you very much, Larry, for that. Another $4.99 chat from Larry. Has there ever been the potential for such a fall from a natty to mediocrity than the possibility that TCUN has? I've never seen this.
I've never seen anything like it. And I'll tell you what, I think mediocrity might be being hopeful for this team this year. Some people would say that's sad. I personally love nothing more. It used to be, we used to say the Big Ten's always better when you have a good Ohio State and a good Michigan. We don't have to say that anymore. Oregons, not with the USC's, not with, Penn State. We know what they're going to be. They're always going to be a 9-win team.
Yes.
They're consistent, if nothing else.
Yes,
we don't have to say we need Michigan to be good anymore for the conference to be good, because we have some power players on the national scene now. And so as far as I'm concerned, if Michigan football never won another football game for the rest of their lives, I would be happy.
Me too. There's a saying out there, and I love it. It's, my favorite team's Ohio State. My second favorite team's whoever's playing that team up north.
Absolutely.
That's how I was raised. Blame my daddy. ZZM, I want to call, but I'm shy. This will help you out, ZZM. Go back and listen to episodes 1 through 10 of the OHIO podcast. You will never be worse than what we were starting out.
We were this podcast. I still have moments. Guys, if Eric catches me off guard sometimes and I'm not prepared, or heaven forbid, we had one show not that long ago where my computer went down, my side computer went down and I lost my notes. Guys, don't worry about being shy when you call in, because, man, we have had some doozies. All of us, me, you, Aaron. I don't know if JR has ever had a doozy, Eric, but, you know, the other three of us, we're all human.
JR's had a doozy. Don't let him.
I'm sure he has. That's right, well, Coconut Dreams. Muck Fishigan.
Family friendly. Family friendly.
I said muck.
Well, just, you know.
Although, no, you know, given the YouTube people, they did make me take down the BB gun.
Yes. Yes. That's right.
The non-working BB gun decoration on the wall.
Hey, you'll shoot your eye out, Chris. Come on now. Great calls, everybody, tonight. Really do appreciate that. Great calls, everybody. That was a lot of fun. If you haven't already, hit the thumbs up button. It really does help us in the YouTube algorithm. Crack that bad boy. Get this video out in front of the faces of more Ohio State fans just like yourself and Wolverine fans to make them mad. We like that too. Their coin spins just as well. Eh? That's right, you know? So whenever we make a video and they troll us in the comments, I always tell them, thank you for your coin. Thank you for your click. I do appreciate that. That seems to make them run the other way. But anyways, we're thankful for that. We're thankful for you. Thankful for all the call-ins tonight. Great show. We will be back Sunday night. We are supposed to have Juck on. So Juck on Bucks, hopefully he'll be able, with his Wi-Fi situation while he's on vacation, to join us. If not, it'll be the following Sunday. Either way, we'll have a great show planned for all of you Sunday night, 8 o'clock Eastern, live right here on YouTube. We don't take call-in shows on Sunday night. The Sunday night's more of our roundtable discussion amongst ourselves and any guests that we might have. We've had former players on. We've had Mike Wargo, who's a friend of ours.
Greg Fry.
Greg Fry was one of the best we've ever had.
Hartsock, Ben Hartsock.
Ben Hartsock. Kirk, we had Kirk on, right? Yep. You know, so all you scoopers, we've had Kirk on before.
Jamal Luke,
great. He was a good one.
Maurice Hall was a good one.
Maurice Hall. How about Master Teague III?
Yeah, we had him on. Master Teague was on, great guy.
So we'll get some more Buckeyes on this summer, try to get some more of those guys on as well. But we like to have other podcasters on, other people in the media as well when we have that opportunity. You just never know who's going to drop by the OHIO podcast and have a good time with us. We'll be back Sunday night, 8 o'clock Eastern. We'll maybe throw some – we might throw some more videos up your way. We got some videos for members only. So if you want to become a member, $3.99 a month, that's all it costs, $3.99 a month, join. And we've got some videos that are just for members only. We try to throw those out about one every other week where we have some interesting thoughts. We have some interesting things to talk about. We might even, you know, throw some highlight videos of a player and talk about those as well. So if you'd like to join, plus if you do join.
Free shipping.
Free shipping on the store. Plus you'll get, and after a month, you'll get your official OHIO podcast member t-shirt. Plus, Chris, we've got merch as well. Go over to the OHIOpodcast.com. You have the online store and we have the merch store. The merch store has We Want Angry Ryan Day shirt.
Yeah. It's got all our apparel except for the members only.
That's right. So there you go. It's going to be great. We're having a good time. We appreciate all of you. Till next time, be kind to one another. I owe someone's OH and sing Carmen, Ohio with all your heart. Chris, OH!
I owe!
Go Bucks!
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy,
Our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.